Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and today I am thrilled to introduce you to Carol Davies. Carol, the passion motivator, is a success coach, writer, and spiritual speaker based in Canada. She has had international practice that supports her many clients to discover and follow their true passions. She guides her clients to the best they can be, find out what access they may have blocked, and clear these passages, and then make a solid life plan, which is achievable, and follow their true passions. Carol, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you.
Well, Carol, I was wondering if you could share with us what your vision is for your work in the world.
Well, my vision is to be a guide and a mentor for people who are looking to live authentic, abundant, purposeful, and joyful lives.
Oh, that's beautiful. Tell us a little bit about your background for those that may not know of you and the tremendous contribution you're making.
Well, I have a quite diverse background working with multicultural people over a period of years. I worked for a long time with the United Nations in New York and Geneva doing information management and also learning how to be a manager and coach for people in our organization. And I found I had a real gift for working with people to help them find out what they really wanted to do in their careers, and often mixed with, you know, problems in their personal life. And I would be the person people came to in the organization unofficially. So I helped a lot of people over time. And then I thought when I was ready to go into the private sector again, that what would I like to do the most? And that was to be a success coach to help people find as much joy and satisfaction that I'd been able to find in life over studying many years and finding out a lot of what I needed to do, and help people find that way to live their life more easily and joyfully too. So I have, as I say, quite a lot of experience with people in many different cultures, and I just try to be as authentic as I can and be there to help them find their way as well.
Oh, that is such a wonderful, wonderful contribution that you're making. So tell me a little bit about what kind of challenges you've run into, because you've worked in so many different and really prominent arenas. What were some of the challenges that you've run into over the course of your work and your life, and that really stand out in your mind, and what lessons you may have learned from that?
Well, a lot of the challenges that I met in life was having feelings of never totally being worthy of love, recognition, financial success. I projected a strong, confident outer mask, but inside I felt like a very scared, small child looking for validation from outside sources. So I put on this really wonderful persona that all was well in my world, but inside, a lot of the times I was just lost and afraid. And it took me a long time overcoming different personal challenges and that, to understand and embrace the belief that everything I need to be a success comes from within me. And I feel that part of this is that I grew up in a world where there was the thought of we aren't really good enough for anything and feelings of low self-esteem. We all know that our lives are full of challenges and triumphs, and we say, I can't do this, I will never overcome that. But it's the inner belief we have in ourselves that guides our journey. So I decided that as a coach, I look on myself as a life design expert for others in need of help and guidance to find their life vision and their life purpose. Because if we're clear about what our mission is here on Earth, then we can concentrate on being what is most important in life. I overcame a number of, as I say, personal, emotional, and spiritual challenges just through doing a lot of work. And finally, just believing in me.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So I was wondering, Carol, if you can share some examples of some of the ways when you're working with people to help them clarify their goals and move forward in life in the way that you have done so beautifully and now are helping others.
Well, I've sort of crystallized it down to about six different steps. And the first one that's very important is always keep learning new things. I constantly ask my clients to check with themselves with new knowledge that they have, will it be useful for them, for helping themselves and pursuing their own dreams, and to find a way to implement that knowledge and test it out. Then another one, what I call the second one, is learn from your mistakes. Don't stay stuck in the past. I say to myself, and have my clients say, I made a choice that maybe didn't work out the way I wanted, so now I choose to make another choice and go forward. It's as simple as that. Stay in the present. And then another one is learn who you are. Know your strengths, passions, weaknesses, talents, gifts and values, successes and failures. I ask people to dig inside themselves and test out their thoughts. It's when you discover what you're really good at and your strengths and concentrate on those, that's where you go forward. And I also ask people to write down their experiences. For example, journaling daily about what's happening, what they're learning, what they love, what they don't like, what they're good at, what inspires them. Because every emotion and lesson, positive and negative, if it's written down and you look back over it, it forms your story and how you can use it to better learn from whatever happened before and go forward. Always go forward. And then when you're learning things and things are becoming clear, teach these things to other people, because there's no better indication of true knowledge than when you can genuinely help and teach someone else what you've learned. And I always ask people to give of themselves, because we're here to learn, to serve and help others. And the other one is just be true to yourself, be authentic. That is so important.
Yeah, it is so important. All of these points you've made are so important. I'd love if you shared with us a little bit about your unique HOPE program, which is Have Optimal Personal Excellence. Can you go into a little bit about how you came up with that and what it does for people now?
Yes, I found that many of the ideas I kept coming back to were having hope in myself for others and for the future. Because if I am the best that I can be, and I know what is important for myself and how to live my life with my core values that lead me forward, then that will make me the best person I can be, and then I become like a beacon to other people to show them also how to live their life in the best way. And it's a personalized program because what is best for me is not necessarily the best way for someone else to live their life authentically, because they have different experiences, hopes, and dreams, which are different from mine. So each person has a different life path, and if they can find the tools to help them clarify what's the most important and what they wish to give to the world, that is how they too become a beacon to lead other people.
Oh, that is so wonderful. How powerful is that? And when you look at that program and you think about how you would love to see that unfold, possibly to the whole entire world, almost like a global legacy, what would that look like to you?
Well, for me, it would start at the personal level, and then as one becomes clear about the message they have, and then they share that with other people, one by one, it will spread and affect others to also share similar values and to live life as positively as possible. So it's really what I see as a global legacy of positivity and just belief that everything in the world that we need is there for our use, and to make a difference by taking all the tools and the gifts that life has given us and giving them to other people who will then learn from those and then go on to reach other people. So it's really like a ripple effect.
It's so true. So if you were to look at the biggest life lesson that you've learned and what you've gained from it, what would be that one thing that stands out in your mind as the most important?
Biggest one I have learned is that everything I need is within myself. I don't need to be validated by other people or other beliefs. It's the belief in myself that as I uncover what is important for me, that I have the strength and the passion to be able to bring these gifts out. And as I do that, I just get more and more empowered. And that is empowering for other people because I then become a guide and an example. Like I said before, a beacon.
So lovely, really lovely. And you have been such a beacon for us today on this call. I want to thank you so very much for your graciousness in giving us this time with you. And also, I want to make sure that everyone on the call knows how they can possibly get a hold of you or connect with you on the web.
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.thepassionmotivator.com, and all the information about myself and programs is there.
Oh, and wonderful.
Also, there is the possibility on my website of downloading a free ebook, which is called Reaching Your Full Potential.
How generous of you. That's wonderful.
It helps you discover your full purpose and passion and your potential.
Well, I hope everyone today on the call will tap into this wonderful resource. And again, the generosity of everything that you're offering, including your time with us today. Thank you so much, Carol.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
And I want to thank everyone for joining us today, and also mention that if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global communities, and broadcasts, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.